Hello, Berkey. How are
you? Oh, morning, boys. I tell you what, it's a fresh one this morning, isn't it? We're leading into winter. You guys must be rugged up out there at the track at the moment.
First jumper of the year.
Yeah. There's a bit of a chill on, Berkey, no doubt.
A bit chill, absolutely. Winter coming, which means a massive footy. My mind has been going for a while, hasn't it? So the boys have just got to get a run from a Waratahs perspective. They've got to get a bit of a move on down in Canberra this weekend, so it's going to be a tough one.
Well, the big story, in case you didn't know, Berkey, Joseph Swalegi,
secret.
Just a lazy reported anyway, $1.6 million a year. Necessary or highly exorbitant? What did you
make? Spoke to a bloke the other day in New Zealand, and he goes, mate, he's earned more money than you in one season than you did in 10. It is a massive payday for a young player. It is a lot of money, but what it's got and what it has done is it's got people talking about rugby union again. You know, I know that the argument is always going to be about, you know, grassroots rugby and how much money they could be spending here, there, and everywhere. There is money that already gets spent on grassroots rugby. A lot of money gets spent on grassroots rugby. So, you know, the game is not forgetting those people. But I think in a space like that and a position like that, to secure someone of his talent at such a young age, and I know it's a lot of money, take away the money, but certainly everyone's talking about the game. You know, he's looking ahead for that Lions series in 25, World Cup 27. Remember, there's an Olympics in there as well. That could be a carrot to play sevens as well. So, all of a sudden, we're talking about rugby union again. Saw all the drama that Phil Gould was talking about the other night. And I mean, so it's on the tongues of people. It's getting mentioned. So, Rugby Australia have, obviously thought long and hard about this. It's sort of their baby to start with. So, you know, look, well done. It's a role reversal once in getting a player across from rugby league to rugby union. But look, I think it'll be a good thing in the end. It doesn't come for a couple of years, obviously, but you know, it's got people talking.
Berkey, I don't understand the beef. We see athletes change codes, you know, rugby league players go to AFL, or, you know, union players, plenty of union players growing up as a kid go and play league. So I don't understand the beef there in him going to rugby when he played rugby at school. He made it clear when he didn't sign with South that he wanted that in his contract to have the option. Is this not... I think this is smart by rugby. And like you said, the next few years is an amazing shopfront window for rugby in this country to get back to where, you know, we were lucky, you know, you're lucky enough to play in it, we were lucky enough to watch it. But isn't this the time to try and, mate, if they can sign 2-3 stars from any, if it is from rugby league, isn't that not smart business by rugby?
Yeah. And I think what it's done also, Clarkie, as well, is that because of the age that he is at, and then you look at someone like a Max Jorgensen and you know, Lozier saw him play at school level as well. I mean, there's already a connection there. I suppose that what the difference was, as you mentioned then, Clarkie, that what was in that history of those guys from, you know, 91 through to 03 type thing and 02, that's a generation ago. You know, like, we always talk about the, you know, it's the bloke from the news coaching us for type thing, you know, and that's sort of where it is. What it does now is really hook the younger generation and saying, well, maybe there is an opportunity here, and do I need to play different sports? I thought Trent Robinson summed up really well the other day and just sort of said, hey, let's just be calm about the whole thing. You know, he's obviously a mature young lad. He's making a decision about his future. Who knows what he's going to do in 20 past 2027? You know, that's the one. But I'm with you, Clarkie. I think it's a great opportunity for inspiring a younger generation to say, well, you know, one of my heroes growing up was this young fella from Kings, Joseph Suli'i, and hey, I want to chase the same path as he done. The zeros would be nice at the end of the contract. Maybe I bet someone else coming through may not get that amount of money, but It's certainly, as I said, it's certainly put rugby on the map at the moment and being spoken about.
Yeah. Berkey, totally different sports, rugby league and rugby union. And I want to throw this scenario at you. Like, in rugby league, it wouldn't happen that the Waratahs would be able to get the governing body, like the Roosters or Raiders wouldn't be able to get the governing body to help pay for a contract. Okay.
Yes.
But behind closed doors, what would the other provinces be thinking if, you know, they get a top-up for Max Jorgensen? You know, they've signed Swalee, the Waratahs. If they've identified another rugby league player, say Cam Murray, for instance, and Cam doesn't want to go and play with the Brumbies or Reds, he wants to stay here, the Waratahs. What happens behind closed doors with those other franchises if the Waratahs keep getting all the top-up players?
Yeah, I think they're down the newsagent, mate, to buy some scratchy tickets, that's for sure. I think you're trying to find that cash. Oh, yeah. Look, it is an interesting debate, Loz, because, you know, if they're Sydney-based, they want to play in Sydney. You know, because it's, you know, franchise-based, that's where they want to play. Mm-hmm. No one can tell them where to play. You know, they want to be able to play in a certain spot. It does come down to rosters and a cap type scenario. I mean, there's only 32 players that are allowed to be contracted in senior Waratahs. That goes.
But there's no salary cap at all, is there?
Oh, there is a salary cap. There is a salary cap.
But if all those good players said no, we'll sign for rugby union, but we want to play for the Waratahs. How does that go down with the other states? That's all I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, and that would be the first question. How can you afford in the salary cap and the rest of it? And, you know, a lot of it. You know, this is taken up by Rugby Australia with the top ups that they give as well. So, you know, you look at a Brumbies outfit at the moment. You know, their first 15 is, you know, very much Wallaby orientated, and they can, you know, back up their bench now with Wallabies, and so to get around it, that's how Rugby Australia help out the clubs. So you're right though, Loz. I mean, you know, but that's just a bit of bad luck, isn't it? You know, when Saylor, Takiri and Rogers came across, you know, Wendell went to obviously to Queensland to start with, and then he made the flip and came to New South Wales after that. It was great to see him in a blue jersey at some stage there, wasn't it? But you know, someone's always going to miss out. Someone's always going to sort of, you know, kick the dirt and start kicking some stones without sort of missing out an opportunity.
Brumbies Waratahs. What happened to this fixture, Berkey? Even the Brumbies chairman Matt Nobbs said it was dead this week.
Yeah, who's he? I don't know who he is. That's exactly it. Oh, look, you know, it's been a one-pointer, a two-pointer, a five-pointer. You know, I was laughing the other day when I heard that call because it was sort of equating it to a Bledisloe Cup. And you know, our guys haven't won since, what, 0-2 type number. So that'll give them a little bit of motivation. You know, there's nothing like a chairman coming out and starting to spruik on the way through. The players just come back and go, mate, do we need that?
Playing group would be happy, wouldn't they?
I hate it when someone that doesn't play the game has everything to say.
Nothing.
But you know what?
I can't stand
but I think
it.
Union needs it.
Oh, no, I'm not, mate.
As an outsider.
Yeah, I love
sitting
it.
Sitting here, but if you're a player.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why'd you say that?
When you were playing, then the chairman of the South African Cricket Board comes out and sledges the players. And I'm like, mate, you sit up there in the air-conditioned box and shush.
But it creates, talk.
Yeah.
It creates
no, I love it now. I'm not playing.
Yeah. That's exactly right. It's created something again. You know, like, I mean, you know, the history of the Brumbies, and Loz, you were down there at the time when they first started. The history of the Brumbies was basically, you know, it was all the offshoots of New South Wales and Queensland at the time, sort of, you know, forming this team. And, you know, they had a chip on their shoulder early. They've still got a chip on their shoulder now. And they're allowed to because they're probably the best franchise in Australia and have been for a long time. They're most successful as well. So, you know, when they come out like that, when people come out and say that, you just got to take it. You know, like you can't, there's no sort of comeback. The comeback is you play well on the weekend. You know, Jake Gordon was asked about that yesterday. So Jake Gordon re-signed for, you know, Australia and New South Wales, and he sort of paused and he said, you know, sorry, who's that? It was like, you know, the chairman. It was like, and he just sort of, you could see him wanting to say, like, when was the last time he pulled on a football boot type thing, you know? But there's that respect value, and it was like, well, you know, we've got to get down there and make sure we play well. So Well, it's a big one for the Waratahs. So last 10 straight that the Brumbies have won in Super Rugby. So, you know, these guys, you know, could be sitting 1-6 going into the bye the week after. So it's a massive game for those guys. They've got captain's run today. They do the road trip down this afternoon and square themselves up for the Brumbies. Great outfit, though. I mean, great outfit, great setup, chock full of Wallabies, playing well. And no doubt deserve to be sort of, you know, the best Australian team at the moment. You know, Waratahs just off a fraction. You know, they're playing some good footy at times and then letting themselves down at times as well. So, you know, hold the ball, do the small things well and be competitive is going to be the one. But I imagine, you know, in Canberra against the Brumbies, they'd be outsiders for sure. So it's going to be a tough one for them.
They're $3.70 with Tab. The Brumbies $1.25. The line is 9.5. Waratahs the plus. Got to leave it there, Berkey. Thanks so much.
You're on, you boys. Enjoy the weekend.